Today we celebrate the great mystery of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And as you know, the Holy Family is the model, the example for every Catholic family in virtue, in piety, in all those things that every family should do in order to accomplish the will of God. Because the will of God was precisely the cause that a couple getting united in holy matrimony, well, they started a family. So, Catholic family has a foundation in the sacred union of holy matrimony. This is precisely the way how to obey the will of God in this great vocation, to be a mother, to be a father. Talking about the Holy Family, the same thing, this tremendous institution was established, created by God, by this wonderful foundation, the holy matrimony between Mary and Joseph. Actually, you know what? The Holy Family, this institution, was totally, you know, a way too high to Satan, the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. In Genesis 3:15, God said to Satan, I will put enmities between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. God, well, just, you know, utter the word woman. In Isaiah the prophet 7:14, and the Lord spoke again to Achaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, either unto the depth of hell or unto the height above. And Achaz said, I will not ask and I will not tempt the Lord. And he said, so Isaiah said to him, and he said, hear ye therefore, O house of David. Keep in your mind, house of David. Is it a small thing for you to be grievous to men that you are grievous to my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. A sign. A sign that God is giving to men, that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which is God among us. So, Isaiah the prophet, this tremendous revelation, is the clue to understand the whole Holy Scripture. Actually, the tremendous unity of the Holy Scripture, the Bible, is in this revelation, Isaiah the prophet, about this mysterious virgin that shall conceive a son, whose name will be Emmanuel, God among us. So, you see that in the Old Testament, God didn't say anything about Holy Family, about family. He named just a virgin. So, that's why Satan was kind of confused. He was looking for this Christ, who was looking for this, you know, revelation in order to, obviously, put obstacle to the work of the incarnation and redemption of mankind. That's why the Holy Family is really a tremendous work of the wisdom of God. How amazed is the wisdom of God. Actually, you know, in our days, the enemies of the Catholic Church, in order to destroy this supernatural institution, attack the families, Catholic families, by attacking what? Attacking the sacrament of matrimony, which is the sacred union between a man and a woman. Not between two men. No, not between two women. Between a man and a woman. Union, sacred union that Jesus Christ himself raised to the quality of sacrament. That's why it's very important to go into the theology of the Holy Family in their holy union, the holy matrimony. In the Gospel, according to St. Luke, we read, in those days, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin. Remember Isaiah the prophet? The sign was that a virgin shall conceive a son. To a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. This is St. Luke. In St. Matthew, some translation, they put this virgin was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. But this word betrothed hadn't the meaning that people want to attack the institution of the Holy Family. The thing is that when St. Matthew used the word betrothed to a man, means that they didn't consummate it, the matrimony. Actually, in our days, a couple that gets, you know, married in holy matrimony, but they didn't consummate it, and they repent to be married, they can ask the Holy Pontifex to the Pope for an annulment, and it is possible. It's not divorce, because the matrimony, the sacrament was valid, but not consummated yet. And that's happened with Mary and Joseph. Their matrimony wasn't consummated. That's why it's very important to understand that it was a real and valid matrimony between Mary and Joseph. But Satan didn't know that. He was looking, you know, for the Christ, the Messiah, but in any version. But the Holy Family was the way to hide to Satan, who really hates the plan of God about the incarnation of his only begotten Son in order to work our redemption. That's why it's very important, the institution of the Holy Family in the plan of our redemption. Besides all the prophecies about that the Messiah should descend from the house of David. Mary belonged to the house of David, and Joseph also. So, let's go further. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, when Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, so their matrimony was consummated, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, whereupon Joseph, her husband, being just man and not willing publicly to expose her, was minded to put her away privately. Saint Jerome, This is one of the holy fathers of the church from the 4th century. He translated the Holy Scripture from Hebrew and Aramaic into Latin. And this Bible is called Vulgata. So he gave this interpretation that Saint Joseph never doubt about her wife. But he couldn't understand the mystery that was happening on her wife. Even he considered himself unworthy of this mystery. But he didn't know what was it. That's why he decided to be away from her until what happened. An angel appeared to him in his dream, saying, "Joseph, don't be afraid to receive your wife Mary, because what she conceived in her womb is from the Holy Ghost, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." Even the angel is given the meaning of the word Jesus. Why Jesus? Because he will save his people from their sin. The Savior. How wonderful and amazed is the wisdom of God. Saint Joseph immediately went to Mary, received her, and he was constituted protector of the Holy Family. So, it's very important to understand the Holy Scripture. The Holy Scripture never contradicts itself. Some scripture is understood by another scripture. That's why, you know, the matrimony of between Joseph and Mary was valid, real, and was actually worked by God himself. And Jesus Christ is the Son of Mary. That's why Mary is the Mother of God. In Jesus Christ is really the son of Joseph, because as an adoptive father, because their marriage, their matrimony were valid and still valid, because the church still celebrates Saint Joseph as the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the only matrimony that didn't finish through death or by death. Still, Joseph is still the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the kingdom of heaven as protector of the Holy Catholic Church. And this is precisely the role, a specific role of Mary. Mary is our spiritual mother. And Joseph is the protector of the Catholic Church. So the Holy Family is the great institution that God created in order to work the work of our redemption, hiding to Satan this truth. Satan was looking, where is the child? Where is the virgin? Couldn't find it, because the child, Jesus Christ, was in a family. That's why he inspired Herod to go to Bethlehem, house of David, to kill all children from 2 years old below, because he didn't know who was the child, the Christ Messiah. And this is the theology of the Holy Family. Actually, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but also he was born in a family in order to fulfill all the prophecies, and to hide himself from the hatred of Satan. That's why it's very important, to keep this truth and to thank God for this tremendous mystery of the Holy Family. God himself instituted this tremendous union in order to show mercy towards us. God is merciful. And Mary is our mother, Saint Joseph is our spiritual father, and will be forever and ever. Nobody can change this truth. This is the great mystery, actually, that we are celebrating today. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. Enmity that obviously is extended to all of us. We have nothing to do with Satan. No. Nothing. We belong to God. We are children of this sacred family, Mary, Jesus, and Joseph. And we are going to be protected by them, because this is the plan of God, in order to make us just one family in the kingdom of heaven. And we are going to praise God with this tremendous, election. Remember, God chose you in order to make you children of God. But all this gift wouldn't happen without Mary, without Joseph, obviously without Jesus Christ. That's why we had to sing to God all the time, Adeste Fidelis, comes to adore this child, because God appeared to all of us, the grace of God, giving us an opportunity of eternal salvation. So Satan couldn't, destroy the plan of God, and he will not frustrate the plan of our salvation. We have the grace of God. What does Satan did in order to take the grace from us? Well, he tried many things, temptation, many things, even change the world, attacking the matrimony in order to destroy Catholic family, in order to put away people from God, from the true faith. That was very important, to persevere. Another thing very important, to be patient before all the tribulation and temptation, because God will never abandon us. We have a mother, we have a tremendous patron and father, Saint Joseph, that protects us. He protected the Catholic Church. He is terror of demons. He's over there, I guess. Terror of demons in that window. Pray for us. This is the reality of Saint Joseph. And this plan, nobody can change. It's already work. And work in our soul. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.